On Florida International University Week, terrorists target more than buildings and people. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shlomi Dinar, professor in the Department of Politics and International Relations, explores a natural resource often in the crosshairs.
Water is political. As a scarce, finite resource, it directly intersects with issues of national security. It can be used as a target and weapon. In fact, it is. My research shows terrorists use water resources to threaten communities and weaken states. For example, at the height of its power in 2013 and 2014, ISIS seized more than land. They also took over Mosul Dam, Iraq's largest dam generating hydroelectricity and water for downstream irrigation. More recently, in 2017, the Taliban blew up a dam constructed in Kandahar province in a campaign of violence in the southern provinces of Afghanistan. I found this battle for water, connecting water and terrorism, is becoming more common across the world. In fact, since 9/11, there has been a rise in global terrorist attacks targeting water resources. Using the Global Terrorism Database, one of the most comprehensive terrorism databases available, my colleagues and I reviewed records documenting objectives behind hundreds of attacks. Between 1970 to 2016, we identified 675 incidents of water-related terrorism carried out by 124 terrorist organizations in 71 countries. Most attacks involve water infrastructure, like dams, a primary target because it secures and transports water for human consumption, energy, and agricultural purposes. These findings are invaluable to decision makers and government officials who are responsible for evaluating terrorism threats or risks. Future impacts of climate change on freshwater resources may provide terrorist organizations with further opportunities to leverage the pressure resource for their ideological and political agendas.
That was Shlomi Dinar of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.